you've heard of basketball teams like the Lakers, Bulls, and Celtics, but what about the Globe Refiners? Turn back the clock to the Depression years, and the men with Globe were national stars. The intriguing story of a refinery and its basketball team is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
A McPherson, Kansas oil refinery may, on the surface, have little to do with the game of basketball. Turn back the clock to 1935, and it's a much different story.
They had a marketing problem. They had 200,000 gallons of gasoline they had to dispense and sell every day. And so they looked around. There wasn't any television. Radio was just in its early days. So what they did was they went and assembled perhaps the best coach of that era, and he recruited the best players of that era.
Rich Hughes, author of Netting Out Basketball, says the McPherson Globe Refiners, coached by Gene Johnson, were dominant in the mid-1930s.
They were offered regular jobs, and McPherson players worked regular shifts in the oil refinery, laying pipe or welding.
They made about $100 per month at the refinery, grateful for a job in the Depression years. The first AAU national championships were held in 1921, and until 1934, those tournaments were in Kansas City, when it then moved to Denver.
The Kansas City auditorium was too smoky from cigarette smoke, and the players complained about that.
About 40 teams would play to crown the champion. Basketball was being played in other countries, too, but it took some time for it to hit the world stage.
There was an attempt to put basketball in the Olympics in 1932, and it didn't quite work out. So there was a five-year period where they had to petition and lobby for basketball's inclusion.
1936 was the first Olympic Games to include basketball. It was Hitler's Olympic Games in Germany that thrust the boys from the McPherson Refinery into international competition. The story of that first basketball Olympic medal is next time as we travel the countryside. In Overland Park, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.